excellent performance on the Star-Spangled Banner by the freshman, Jesse Evelyn. And Coach Sands, we were saying just before the national anthem how tremendous a ball game that was for the Rockets to get that victory.
Yeah, it's been kind of a season like that for the Rockets. They've been fighting all the way to the end, not giving up towards any of the games. It's been a hard-fought battle. Their defense has been getting better and better each week. And to keep West Branch to 14 points after they put 47 up against Stigerny, it was just a tremendous effort. And the offense, like you said, to come back on those big plays when they were down at the end of the game, that was just a great performance on both sides of the ball.
Go back to a week before that when we went to Stigerny. The Rockets were able to shut down the vaulted running attack of the Cobras, and they did it with hard-nosed football, shutting them out 23-0. They scored a field goal just before half by Louis Winkleman, and then they scored three TDs there in the second half to take the win, 23-0. That was homecoming over there at Stigerny, and the first time in 33 years somebody other than the Stigerny Kyoto won the ball game, so that was quite the deal. And then last week, the victory against West Branch, the first victory in the history of the school, and it was a very, very hard-fought ball game. What a ball game it was, 18-14. That sealed the deal for the Rockets to get the third seed for the playoffs.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be a long bus ride next Wednesday night up to Gettysburg to play Clayton Ridge. They're talking probably close to a 3.5 to 4 hour trip. Luckily, the taking the charter bus for the team and going to stop along the way so they're not dead tired when they get there. Hopefully it'll be a good ride for them. Maybe if I sneak out early, I might even be able to catch a ride on the charter bus. But
that's the charter bus. That'd be the way to go. I mean, why not? I've been on a charter bus once, and it was a nice ride for sure. Went down to a St. Louis Cardinal ball game, as a matter of fact. And you know good and well I was going to get the Cardinals in there one way, shape, or form. Tied up the series last night against Boston. They'll be playing game number three there at Busch Stadium on Saturday. And then by Sunday, when you hear the rebroadcast of this, the game four will be hot and heavy going on at that time. We've got a rebroadcast of this at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, only on KIIC 96.7 FM. What a great crowd tonight for a high school ball game, rivalry game against Albia Blue Demons as they come in undefeated on the season. Coach Jerry Staten's got them rocking and rolling there across the way, and they're looking for put a cap on this ball game or on their season tonight.
Yeah, not only is it big rivalry in the final game of the regular season for both these teams, it's also think out night for the Rockets here tonight for breast cancer awareness. Looking on the website tonight before I came out here, looks like we raised close to $2,500 to go for breast cancer research.
Well done, Rocket Nation, for sure. And that's the sales of those T-shirts. The Rockets are going to receive to begin this ball game as the captains are at the midfield stripe. The field is decorated. It's got four pink ribbons to top the outline. The field's been repainted. They didn't quite get the R done in the middle. I'm kind of disappointed about that. But the field looks like it's in great shape despite the dry summer and dry fall. They've kept the irrigation system going, and we're going to be ready for football tonight. The boys, as I said earlier, got the pink socks on to signify. They've also got some pink accents. Some of the football players have pink underarm shirts as well. This is going to be an interesting ball game because Albia likes to platoon. They've got a group of kids on the defensive side, and then they got a group of kids on the offensive side. We'll see how the Rockets are able to hold with them the duration of the game with their lack of numbers on the squad this year.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting with both teams qualifying for the playoffs. You know, both teams want to beat each other tonight to end the game regular season on a high note. But on the other side of the coin, both teams are probably wanting to save their starters for that game next Wednesday going into the playoffs.
Yeah, the absolute worst thing you want to do is have somebody get hurt in a quote-unquote meaningless game, but yet the kids are wanting to be fired up and want to get a victory over their rival. Anytime you can beat the neighbor school that's 12 miles away, you want to do it. Rockets will send back Corey Archer and Blake Maroff back deep Van Dorn is the up man there. Blue Demons are going to kick it up at the 40-yard line. Looks like their kicker is number 48, Rhett Waters. Actually, yeah, Justin Bozard for the Blue Demons to tee it up. And they always got some tricks up their sleeve. They looks like they're going to, they do kick it deep. And it's going to go past Moff into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. So the Rockets will start from the 20-yard line. And we'll see what happens as we get started here. Rockets have it with the running offense. The wind is out of the south, and it's a pretty decent breeze yet. So the Rockets will be into the wind here in the first quarter, and that may play havoc into the kicking game and the passing attack of Dylan Pigsley. Senior Andrew Larkin over the ball. Backs are split behind Pigsley. He's got Moff over there on the left side. There's the snap. Pigsley takes it, and he gets a couple of yards, actually 1 yard, on that keeper. Not risking anything to chance on that one. He took it up the field himself.
Yeah, talking to Dylan earlier in the week during study hall, he's saying they've got a lot of those belly blast plays put in. He kind of called it a kind of a wildcat, but he's still going to be in the quarterback position, just running it a lot out of that QB spot.
Blake Bear, a kid who knows Eddie Bell quite well with the tackle.
Corey Archer is on the loose, and he's at the 40, the 35, and he's tackled from behind in Albia Blue Demon territory. Hunter Weldon on the stop, a touchdown-saving tackle.
Yeah, as Corey broke around this near side down the sideline, I thought he was going to be able to get past and break free, but Hunter Weldon did a nice job of chasing him down from that far side safety job. He had a good angle on him. Like I said, save the touchdown.
All right, all the way up to the 31-yard line, the Rockets go with Archer with a big run, and that was on second down. Let's see if the Rockets can keep that momentum going. Moff split to the right side, backs behind Pigsley. Looks like Archer and Hunter Johnson. There's a mix-up in the backfield. Pigsley takes it straight up the field, and he gets past the 25 to about the 22-yard line. So on a busted play, Rockets get good yardage.
Yeah, nice job on first down. Like I said, a little mix up in the back or the backfield, but good enough job of blocking up front. They were staying on man, and Dylan was able to find a seam up there and able to pick up about 8 yards.
Second and two, second and three. Take your pick from the 23-yard line early here in the ball game. No score. Rockets on the opening drive. Pigsley takes the snap, hands it to neighbor Yeager. And there's a penalty flag thrown as he gets past the first down yard marker, but it's in the neighborhood of holding.
He was pointing at somebody's equipment. I don't know if that was just an afterthought that he was having somebody fix their mouthpiece or something on their helmet.
Here comes the yardage. There's five. It's a 5-yard penalty against the Rockets. Did you catch that call?
He was doing the Pledge of Allegiance. He had his hand over his heart. I'm not sure exactly what you would call that.
We'll go with that. It's a 5-yard penalty. That brings up second down and about 8 for the Rockets. Pigsley under center. In motion, Corey Archer. And he gets hit in the backfield, tries to get up to the line of scrimmage and doesn't. And he gets swarmed under. The Blue Demons were able to make penetration across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a better job of blocking up front and not allow them to get that good penetration of the backfield if we're going to do a better job of getting this first down here with about 11 yards to go.
All right. I would suspect they'd exploit this right side. That's where they gained that big yardage before. Archer in the left wing position on this one. Cody Brown in the right side. Looks like one back behind. That's neighbor Yeager. Here comes the rush by Pigsley. He's able to scramble a little bit. And gets up to the 30-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down. And about 10.
Yeah, Albia put some pretty good pressure on that. I thought Dylan did a nice job of escaping the pressure, but he didn't keep his head up downfield. He looked like he had plenty of time to set up and throw a pass downfield, but as soon as that pressure came, he just tucked it under and tried to run.
All right, big fourth down play here. Fourth and 9 from the 30-yard line. 9:17 on the clock here in the opening quarter. Paisley with back split behind him. Takes the snap. Hands it to Archer. A flip over here to Van Dorn. He stumbles a little bit. No, actually, it was Maroff, and he's going to be close to that first down. But they did utilize the right side, Coach Sands.
Yeah, it was a nice job. I thought good blocking. Dylan even came after he handed off to Archer, came around and sealed that corner for Maroff. I thought Blake would have a chance to turn it on to Jeff and get down the sideline, but he tried to slow down and make a move and wasn't able to get around there, but still had enough for the first down.
First and 10 from the 16. That's the Rockets' second first down here in the opening drive. Jaeger behind Pigsley in the backfield all by himself. In motion, Cody Brown. There's the snap. They give it to Mabry Jaeger, and he gets about 2 yards of tough sledding right up the gut.
Yeah, not much there as they fake to Cody as he went in motion and just straight ahead with Jaeger right up the middle. And there were two or three white jerseys waiting for him.
All right, second down and about 7 for the Rockets from the 13-yard line. Still keeping possession of the ball. That was a big good play on fourth down there with Maroff on the right side. They seem to study the film there. Leshen is over here on the right side. Seems like Keller wants to exploit that size differential. There went number 34. There's a ball on the ground, it looks like. That was Van Dorn. Tried the left side there. Loss of about 2. Going to bring up third down about 9 for the Rockets, and that did not go well from the get-go.
I'm not sure which Leshen that is over on this side. There's a lot of them on the roster. Pigsley was also talking about the quarterback Leshen maybe having some shoulder trouble. So he might not have been, he thought he may not play as much tonight.
Heavy prep Leshen, number 14. On this play, Jaeger runs right up the wall. He hits the back of number 70 for the Rockets, and he is stopped in his tracks there inside the 15 to about the 14. There's an injured Albia player, and that's one thing you don't want to see here. Dr. Bob Schertz is going to lend a hand on that, help him out. Download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from the KIIC Friday Night Lights studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app from your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. We'll be checking that app out later on in the evening to catch local scores. I can't tell who it is. I think it's an interior lineman for the Blue Demons is down. He's being attended to by both the Albia medical staff and, like I said, Dr. Bob Schertz, Jerry Staten coming out to take a peek as well. It's going to be fourth down and about 7 here, Coach Sands. And you want this, you want to keep the momentum here as this kind of puts everything on a standstill with this injury. He's up now, walking off on his own power, but not moving very fast.
Still having a hard time seeing that 16?
16 or 18. Whoopsie, 15.
15.
Holkers is the injured player. He actually ran off. Like, by the time he got closer to the sidelines, he was able to run off. Okay, Pigsley from the shotgun formation sends two guys out here to the left side. Jensen and Mara. He takes the snap. He's looking, fires it in the end zone, and it's no good, incomplete. And Maroff just about had it, but he was sandwiched right there in the end zone. That would have been 6 points for the Rockets.
Yeah, that throw was a little bit late, but Dylan did a nice job of scrambling, creating some time. Just didn't quite see Blake coming free there soon enough. Gave the two Albia defenders time to get there just about the same time the ball did, and put a pretty good crunch on.
Okay, so over on downs, and from the 14-yard line will come Albia for their first play. And there's a timeout on the field. Coach Keller is talking to somebody about something. He's talking to the man in the white hat, and I don't know what he's upset about. You?
No, I can't tell for sure.
Okay. He was wanting an explanation for sure, and if I was to venture a guess, I would say that it was targeting on their part, because he was hit high. He was hit in the numerals, if not a little higher on that. And the referee, in fact, is going to talk to the back linesman or the back judge and see if he saw anything on that. Of course, you don't have any replays, so you can't tell, but there's going to be Albia ball from the 14-yard line, first and 10. Defense needs to make a play here, get a turnover, and they have to watch because the Albia offense comes up, has a different type of set, and then they go into their formation. Kind of throws you off from time to time. Huge crowd across the way for Albia. The stands are packed here on the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont side as well. Albia takes a snap, and right up the gut they come, and they gain all the way up to the 18-yard line, so a gain of about four.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. Just straight ahead, man-on-man blocking up front. Looks like the rugby scrum pushing the pile. Gave him about 5 yards.
Posting, limping on that play afterwards. We'll see how that affects his ability to block. All right. Leshen takes the handoff. He runs over there on the far right side. He kept the ball. He's going to be close to a first down yardage. And it's going to be third down coming up. Looked like he had first down yardage out to the 24-3, but it's short, just by about the nose of a ball.
Is that Leshen or Sarver out there? Almost look like number 12 to me.
Okay. All right. From the I formation, Albia. Yeah, it's Sarver indeed. Right up the gut. Nice tackle by the Rockets. Excellent hit. Of course, the hit of the week and the stick of the week and block of the week are sponsored by the AgriPower FFA. And there's one that is going to be a prime candidate. Took him off his feet and slammed into the mat. First down for the Blue Demons as they get out of the shadow of their goal line. They're on the 29-yard line here on their first possession of the ball game. 5:30 on the clock. Under center. There's the snap. They toss to the right side. First time they try the right side. And he's got some room over here. He's on the 50, and he's out of bounds. He actually ran out of bounds by himself. Nobody pushed him. He should have stayed in bounds to try to get more yardage there.
I'm not sure if he knew exactly where he was on the field, but like I said, he did run out of bounds by himself. That's a pretty good opportunity there in the backfield where defensive backs were able to turn him up inside, but kind of had his head down and missed the tackle and almost ended up tackling the blocker that was behind him.
All right, Blue Demons from their 48-yard line with a first and 10 now. Action right in front of us as it is Sarver, number 12, the quarterback, takes the snap. And there's a penalty flag. Let's see if they throw it for illegal motion. They were not set when they snapped the ball. We'll take 5 yards. Yep. Here comes the call. Yep.
Also, like the tackle on this near side is almost lined up in the neutral zone.
Well, we'll take that one, too. Either way, 5:17 on the clock. Now it'll be first and 15 from the 45-yard line. Now be yet to throw the ball. Sarver comes in with the play. He's a junior. He's got an eye formation behind him. There's the snap. They give to the second man, and he gets stood up. Nice job by the Rockets there as Hunter Johnson is able to make the stop. Schultz, the ball carrier, is that right?
Yep.
He gained about 4 yards. It's going to be second and 11. Got to make the play here and get that ball back as soon as we can. They've got, Albia's got the wind at their back. They have not thrown just quite yet. We're here at senior night and pink out night, recognizing breast cancer awareness for October. Here comes the Blue Demons. Up to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. He's going to roll. He's looking. He fires it in the flat. It's picked off. It's intercepted. Intercepted by the Rockets, and they have the ball, and they're going to play at the 43-yard line.
looked like Ty Yeager on that far side undercut the route, was able to steal it away from the Albany defender, comes up with a huge play on defense for the Rockets.
Good job by neighbor Yeager. Gets the ball back to the Rockets, and they poured off a drive by the Blue Demons. The ball will sit at the 45-yard line. You can handle that type of ball by Ty Yeager. Now, they got to keep the momentum. Rockets had an early drive that went inside to the 14-yard line, had a pass knocked down in the end zone on their fourth down try. Rockets up the line of scrimmage, take the snap, hand it off to Hunter Johnson. He gained about 4 yards on that particular play. We'll take 4 yards on first down.
Nothing fancy there, just straight ahead running man-on-man. Looked like we had about seven down linemen that time, just running straight ahead.
All right, Johnson out. Neighbor Yeager in on the second down play from the 42-yard line. 4:03 on the clock here in the first quarter, no score. Albia and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Pigsley comes up to the line of scrimmage, back split behind him. There's the snap. He rolls to his right, cuts it up the field, dives ahead to about the 40-yard line, and now it's going to be third and long. Make it about 5 or 6 on this play coming up.
Yeah, right now Albia is doing a pretty good job of keeping our offensive line from firing off the ball and doing a pretty good job of filling up those holes and not giving us an opportunity to get into their defensive secondary.
All right. Rockets with back split behind Pigsley. Over here is Glosser. There's the snap. They hand it to Archer, and he gets nowhere. Excellent penetration by Albia towards that try of Archer over on the left side, and I'll bring up fourth down. Rockets indicate that they should go for it. Fourth and 6 from the 43. Now Glosser's coming out. And coach is giving them the signal. A different formation indeed by the Rockets. They're thinking about passing. And now Pigsley's going to take a sack on it. I didn't quite understand that setup there, coach. They had four people over here on the right side. Pigsley took the snap, thought about throwing it. Then he thought about running it off the field, and that's when disaster hit.
Yeah, it looked like it was supposed to be a quick screen out here to the deep man behind the other three receivers, kind of set up that convoy down the sideline, but Pigsley must have thought that Albia kind of read it and was going to undercut the route, didn't want to throw an interception and pulled it down.
So Albia takes the ball from the 43-yard line, and they've got a penalty flag. This is basically where they ended their drive. On their first possession, on that interception. So there's another penalty on Albia. Racks up their second one of the evening and moves them back 5 yards.
We can't miss that guy's flag. It almost looked like a parachute when he pulled it out of his pocket and let it drop to the ground.
Hopefully the wind doesn't catch it. All the way back to the 40-yard line. 40 of Albia. They come out. Now they move into their set motion. There's the snap. Give it. Nope, they're going to roll it out here to the left side, and he gets hit hard. Casey Dunwood, he hit him hard first, and then he was wrapped up by the interior line. Dalton Brown, the Cowboy, was in on the stop.
Jaron Glosser came in there at the end and put an extra lick on him once they had him stood up.
All right. Sarver checking his wrist. For the play, 2:11 on the first quarter. Blue Demon ball, second down and 16. Albia set. There's the snap. He's looking inside shovel pass, and it gets broken up. Good job out here by Wursta. Brett Wursta fought off his block and was able to take Baker down. Got back to about the original line of scrimmage, maybe one more, so it's 3rd and 9.
That's what we've talked about all season long, guys staying home, playing their positions, and doing what they're supposed to. And Brett Wurst did a nice job that time, like you said, of fighting through that block, taking on two Albia players, and slowing them down to help wait for the Rocket defense to come in and help out.
Okay, Albia is going to take a timeout. Their first timeout, unofficially, of the ball game. This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including KIIC.1, that's Albia, KIIC.2, Sheraton Chargers. We are at .3 for Eddyville, KIIC.4, Wayne Accordon, KIIC.5, Davis County, .6 is North Mahaska, .7 is Pekin, .8 is Sigourney, and .9 is the Indians over at Indianola. And Coach Sands, it's kind of a interesting situation that the Rockets were in. We knew last week that we'd have the third seed. Didn't quite know how we were going to come into this ball game because you don't want to risk it a injury. But on the other hand, you don't want to lose to your rival, and the Rockets definitely have shown that they want to get a W out of it tonight.
Yeah, it looks like both sides are here and ready to play tonight. Outside of Sarver being in at quarterback, looks like Albia has most of their starters in. I think both teams are out there ready to play.
Through that interception for the game's only turnover, and then the Rockets went three and out on their last possession, and Albia has ball here at the 30 mark in the first quarter. All right, here comes the play. It's shotgun formation, snap. He's looking to run. He gets chased. He rolls out to the right side. What a hit! What a hit by the Rockets, and down he went at the 50-yard line.
Looks like Jaron Gloucester again coming from his defensive back position. The Sarver looked like he was going to pick up quite a few yards, but Gloucester stood up and said hello and stopped him about 5 yards short.
He hit him, and I mean he stopped in his tracks right now. Fourth down coming up, 9 yards to go from the 49-yard line. Ma back in front formation, and so is,
I think that's Sarver.
Van Dorn. Sarver in front formation.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about the punter.
Oh, okay. All right, Albia in punt formation. They got a guy in motion now. He goes over to the right side. Like I said, they got all sorts of funny formations. There's a kick. It's a low-line driver. Bounces at the 15. It's picked up by Van Dorn. He's along the sideline there. He tried to move by one guy, but then he gets racked up by the rest of the squad, and he didn't even get past the 10, I don't think. The Rockets will have the ball at about the 10-yard line at the 47-second mark here in the first quarter. So back and forth we go. Field position has swung a little bit. Let's see if the Rockets can pull off a sustained drive here from the 9-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg. They couldn't utilize that interception last time. Let's see what happens here now with a big field in front of us. Pigsley under center has Moff split over here to the right side. Back split behind him. They tried to run Corey Archer over on that right side, and it was snuffed out that time by Albia. Loss on the play. Back to about the 2-yard line. Going to have, Archer's got a sprained ankle. Walking off pretty gingerly. Dr. Bob Schertz needs to get out there and take a peek. He was over here attending to Luke Welsh. Luke Welsh was on the sideline. I didn't even realize that he was dinged up. So now two Rocket starters have been dinged up here in the early going of the first quarter. Casey Dunwoody will be coming in, and Archer's taking his time coming off here. That's not a good thing at all. Archer easily the leading rusher for the Rockets this season. Last week on just two runs, he had 93 yards, one on a 71-yard run and another one on a 26-yard run. So he's going to be sorely missed if he's not able to go anymore in the ballgame. Second down and 19 coming up from the 3-yard line. Corey's got his helmet off. He's talking to Dr. Bob coming over here to the bench. Going to take a seat here. Pigsley with back split behind him. There's the snap. He rolls to his right. No, he hands off. Straight dive play on the right side. Gain of a few. Not quite up to the 5-yard line. Make it the 4. As the quarter will come to an end. No score here at Eddyville Blakesburg. And there's the end of the quarter there. As 0-0 is the score. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website through SeekFirstYourVoice.com or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. And, of course, Loeffler Dirt Works. Loeffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Loeffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And, of course, First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia, they are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. Well, that's not exactly what we had planned. A couple of guys on the bench here, Coach Sands, with some injuries here in the first quarter. Luke Welch, one of the mainstays on the offensive and defensive line, and then your offensive speedster, Corey Archer, dinged up with an ankle sprain. And that's not what you want to see here in this ballgame.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if I see them sitting on the bench at least the rest of this half. Let them get those ankles or knees or whatever. Looks like they're both maybe ankles, but even an ankle is not something you want to be messing with going into the postseason. Not only would I might, wouldn't be surprised to see them sit the rest of the half or maybe even the rest of the ballgame.
All right, from the four-yard line come the Rockets on third down. They do have the wind behind them here as we start the second quarter. No score between Albia and Eddyville Blakesburg in this regular season finale. Pigsley takes the snap. Run right up the gut was neighbor. No, it was Hunter Johnson. He gets out to the 10-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down coming up and about 10. So on the first play of the second quarter, they run it up the gut, keep that clock running, and now Aaron Gordon is hobbling off. There's another mainstay on the defensive line. He's going to have to get hurry real quick, go back out there on this next series. Back to punt. Looks like Louis Winkleman takes the snap, the step to kick. He gets it off. He got ran into, and the ball
is loose. The ball is loose at the 40-yard line. Pick it up.
Let's figure this out here. And they've got the penalty flag, but it should be Rockets ball. You decline the penalty, and you'll get the ball back. And the head linesman is bringing them back. And it's going to be very interesting, see, running into the kicker against Albia. Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. We decline the penalty, please. Ball should be at the 38 or 9-yard line. What's going on here, Coach Sands?
I wasn't watching close enough to see if the ball was touched or not, but I didn't see them signal that it would be our ball back here on this end.
Thank God the back judge is still back here because he's smart enough to know, running into the kicker is only a 5-yard penalty, not an automatic first down. But still, you would like to think,
they're roughing the 15-yard.
Okay, so it is a 15, but we'll take it. We'll take the 15-yard penalty on that, but I don't quite understand why we couldn't have declined that and taken the ball.
The only thing I can think of is if the ball wasn't touched by any of the Albia players back here.
It looked like it was plain as day, but that's my opinion. All right, here comes Pigley with Morrow, split to the left, takes the snap, hands it off to Hunter Johnson. He hits a wall. Gets past the 25 to about the 28-yard line. Hunter comes out. Ty Yeager comes in from the 28-yard line. Well, we'll take that. Albius with three penalties, looking at 25 yards here early in the second quarter. Second down, coming up second and 8. Rockets send DeMar off over on the right side. Pigsley under center. Yeager behind him is lone setback. There's the snap. They give to 34. That's Van Dorn over on the far side. There's some penalty flags and probably going to be holding over there on the near far side. Take a look at this coming up. This penalty flag. Man in the white hat's waiting for a call from the back judge. See if both of the guys over there that flew their flags saw the same thing. Point Daddy Bell.
I guess some kind of holder block in the back over there on that far side.
Okay. No score here at the 10:25 mark in the second quarter. Rockets and the Albia Blue Demons battling it out. They're talking to Albia about the situation, trying to let them figure out how this is going to play out. It was second down. The Rockets gained quite a little bit of yardage on that play, but with the penalty, they're going to come back.
I think they're trying to decide if it's going to be probably marked off from the spot of the foul.
And that moves to the 23-yard line. That's the first penalty. Excuse me, the second penalty on the Rockets. And the clock winds. 10:23 here in the first quarter. Pigsley under center. Back split behind him. Takes the snap. He rolls to his left. Looking. He's in trouble. And down he goes. A sack of the quarterback. Wallace was able to come in and get him sacked for a huge loss on Pigsley. Brings it all the way back to the 14-yard line where the Rockets will have a third and a long.
Yeah, not much time back there as Dillon was rolling out to his left. Wallace was able to get through there in a hurry and put some big pressure on him. Dillon was not able to get away.
You know, the Rockets have been utilizing the right side there on that last play with the penalty. They had Van Dorn trying to run that ball instead of Archer. Had some good success other than the holding penalty. And so, consequently, they shot themselves in the foot here. And now it's third and long. Pigsley takes a snap, rolls, looks. He's in trouble now. And down he goes for another sack of the quarterback. And looked like there was a hit to the helmet that the coaching staff is yelling about, but they're not going to get it. I could see it from here that he got clunked on the head with another helmet. Fourth down is going to be coming up as the Rockets went backwards on that drive on a couple of sacks of the quarterback. 8:57 here at Eichlein Field. No score between the Rockets and the Blue Demons. Louis Winkleman in punt formation. Let's get this punt off. Hold that line. There's the snap, the step, the kick. And he gets off a good end-over-end kick that goes out of bounds. But it's going to be out at about the 43-yard line for Albia. They're in Rocket territory to start this possession.
Yeah, defensively, they need to start getting some better push on the front line. Albia hasn't done anything too fancy yet. They've just been running straight ahead. We need to do a better job of getting in there, putting some pressure on them, stopping the run.
Their lone pass was intercepted by Ty Yeager to stem that first possession. The Rockets couldn't do anything with it. They went three and out, and it's been back and forth ever since. Now with the decent field position comes the Blue Demons. There's the snap, and there's a penalty flag. Let's see what happens here.
Looks like half of Albia's offensive line took off before the ball was snapped.
I wonder if having a different quarterback is upsetting the cadence a little bit, upsetting the timing just a little bit. So that could be a possibility here, Coach Sands.
Yeah, anytime you've got a new signal caller back there, could play a little bit of havoc with your offense.
Fourth penalty for Albia here in the first half. 0-0 is the score, 8:33 on the clock. There's a snap from the shotgun. And he is met in the backfield, and down he goes. What a nice job by the Rockets as they came in there. Van Dorn was one of them, and Ty Yeager, nice job off of a 3-4 flex defense.
Yeah, good job of reading that as either one of them fell for the fake that Sarver tried to give. Both of them, once he did pick up the ball, pushed him backwards.
All right, loss of 5. Second and 15 coming up. The ball sits at the 48-yard line of the Rockets. Albia comes up and now goes into their set position. There's the snap. It's a handoff to the tailback. He's got some running room, and he's finally brought down close to the first down yardage there.
Yeah, it's like we talked about, nothing fancy, just straight ahead running. Albie did a better job of blocking up front that time, and we didn't do a very good job of tackling. He was able to pick up another 6 or 7 yards after that initial hit in the secondary, enough to pick up a big first down.
Big run to the 29-yard line indeed, where it's first and 10 for for the Blue Demons, their deepest penetration of the ball game. Then now a handoff again to Schultz. Down he goes after a gain about four.
In fact, Yeager coming in there from his linebacking position was the first man to get a hand on around his ankles to bring him down.
Okay. Need a turnover here. Second down and about six. Rockets need to make a stand here to stem the tide. 0-0, our score is 7-12 in the first half, and the clock is counting. Luke Welsh is getting some reps over here on the side. The fake, he's running it over on the left side, and he gets knocked out of bounds across the way there. He's close to the first down yardage as he ran out of bounds. Referee looks like he's at the 21-yard line. It's going to be very, very close to that first down.
Yeah, it looks like they put a hurt on our new yard markers over there.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. They need to be the Energizer Bunny here, and he's going to be well short. I thought he'd be a lot closer than that. It's going to be about third down and two and a half, make it three for the Blue Demons. They're up to the line of scrimmage already. There's the handoff to Sarver and the quarterback, and down he he was in the grass, and then he gains a few more yards. He was hit at the initial point of attack, and then he kept his feet turning to get some more yardage.
Yeah, we had him stopped short of the first down, but we didn't wrap up very well. Again, we're hitting him high, not wrapping the arms, and he was able to spin out of it and keep the legs turning, pick up another first down.
Out his fourth first down unofficially here in the first half. 6:06 on the clock, and it's ticking here in the first quarter. No score. Rockets need to dig deep and get a stop here on the defensive side of the ball. Albia taking a long time to get out of the huddle. Now they come up. They split into their formation. There's the snap. They give to Schultz. He tries the left side. He's got some big yardage. He's still on his feet. He's into the score. Touchdown from 16 yards out.
You can talk about it all day long, but if you're not going to hit them low and wrap up, they're going to just keep running right over our defenders. Didn't do a very good job of tackling again that time.
Right up the gut, indeed, went to Schultz for the score, and the Blue Demons strike first, 6-0 here on their PAT attempt coming up. They have most of their squad over there on the far left side, the kicker and the holder now, and the man that's going to hike the ball. And now the rest of the team comes over to join in the usual PAT kick formation. Whoops, Rockets are across the line here. And that'll give them another yard closer here on this PAT. The third penalty against the Rockets, it's only 4 1-yard, but still, you don't like to see that happen. All right, in kick formation, Sarver the holder. There's the snap, the step, the kick, and it looks like it's wide. It's no good, and the score remains 6-0, the Blue Demons. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. All right, Rockets down 6-0 here as they get set for this next kickoff by the Blue Demons. Bozzard kicked off last time, and it's going to be a different guy this particular time for the Blue Demons. And Rockets got the right number of guys here on the kickoff here. It's Griffin Ozing, the open school kid from Eddyville, Blakesburg, as the Rockets get ready to receive this kick. It comes down, right up the gut he comes. He's at the 40, excuse me, the 20, past the 25 and not quite to the 30-yard line. And who was that? Van Dorn? Takes the ball up to the 28-yard line. First and 10 for the Rockets, and they got their work cut out for them down 6-0. All right. Let's see if they continue to work on that right side to see if they can gain advantage over there. Of course, the Albia Blue Demon defense has been pressuring with more penetration the last couple of series of downs. Rockets from the shotgun. Pigsley takes it, takes a look over here on the left side. He skips one tackler, makes another one miss, and gets up past the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Dylan Pigsley. And there's a penalty on the play.
That looks like a late flag, came back.
And they're talking to the guys in the blue hats, Albia with their white jerseys, blue numerals, blue hats
blocking
with the A. Yep, blocking the back and the blue pants with the white stripe down the side. And that's going to be a costly penalty because Pickley gained pretty decent yardage on his own. And we'll see what happens here. They're talking about it like it should be a no-brainer. Yeah, the coach across the way saying, hey, take the penalty. There goes 5 yards. All right. It's going to be first down and about 11 for the Rockets here, and they'll wind the clock at the 5:30 mark. Rockets down 6-0. Need to get a big play here. Corey Archer is at least standing up, trying to work on that ankle a little bit. Dr. Bob Schertz is checking him out over here on the near sideline. Pigsley takes a snap, gives it to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. He hasn't quite cut it up the field yet. He got tackled, just a shoestring tackle over there by Albia that bring him down before he gets his shoulders turned up the field.
Yeah, nice job of Albia that time, bringing it out to that far side. Like you said, we weren't able to cut it up and turn it up field. Before the pursuit got there, we were able to bring him down.
All right. Hunter Johnson coming in with the play. Second down and 13 from the 26. Senior night here at Ike Ryan Field. Blue Demons with an 8-0 record. Rockets 6-2 overall. Both teams are heading for the playoffs. Pigsley takes the snap. Now he's rolling. He flings it over here to the near sideline, and it's incomplete. Looked like it was intended for
Kevin Jensen.
Jensen, he couldn't bring it in, and he is still down on the sideline. He took a hit there as he was stretched out, and he's going to have some attention. Dr. Bob's got his hands busy tonight, Coach Sands.
Yeah, it's not, like you said, it's not something you want to see last game of the regular season getting ready for the playoffs. A lot of doesn't look like anything major, but those little things can add up.
Catch the Iowa State Cyclones on 96.7 FM Saturdays. Tomorrow, the Cyclones take on the Cowboys from Oklahoma State up at Ames, Iowa. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff. So take the Cyclones with you on 96.7 KISC Southern Iowa Sports Leader. And Jevin Jensen had his kind of exposed his ribs there on that play. Laying out for it, stops the clock at 4:27 on that incomplete pass from Pigsley. He sure does like to run to his left and throw across his body. Rockets with the ball, handoff, and Maroff trying to dance a little bit, gets up to the 30-yard line, where it'll be fourth down from about the original line of scrimmage for the Rockets.
Pretty good moves to get in there initially, but then looked like maybe a little bit too much dancing instead of just turning on the jets, putting his head down. And then straight ahead.
Blake would be the next option in terms of speed because after Corey, your speed and acceleration and power drop off quite a little bit for the Rockets. We got a referee's timeout, and Maroff is adjusting his helmet. He took it off, and they're checking things out there. 3:52 here before halftime. Rockets down 6-0 to Albia. Albia scored on a 16-yard Schultz run right up the gut. The PAT was no good, and that's where we stand now. Rockets to punt it away. There's the stamp, the step, and the kick. Louis Winkleman gets it off. Nice kick.
And the ball is loose. The ball is loose. It is picked up by Albia. And there's another block in the back. Finally, they call something on Albia there. And Albia will have it at the 31-yard line, but they're going to be moving back on that block in the back.
Yeah, nice punt that time. Good high hang time. Pretty good distance by Louis. Albia had a little trouble fielding it initially, but got a gracious bounce right back up into the other deep receiver's hands. But a nice job by the Rockets to get down and cover that to basically give them no return.
Okay. Steps that off all the way inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line where the Blue Demons will have it. Albia with several penalties tonight. They got five so far on the evening. Okay, Blue Demons set with the triple threat in the backfield. Sarver takes it over on the left side. And they gave it off to Schultz that time. There's a deceptive fake on that quarterback as he carries it out. But the ball carrier was Schultz, and he was running right up the guts past the 20 to about the 24-yard line. Second down and about four coming up for Albia.
Yeah, Schultz is a big kid, 6'2", 195. He just keeps those legs driving. And if you don't get wrapped up, he's not going to go down. Keep those legs moving and just keep the pile going.
You want to keep a score out of the end zone on this particular drive. Schultz coming here on the right side. He turns up the field. He's met by Ty Yeager. He hit him high. He's able to move the pile forward. He's got the first down yardage.
That's another thing with a big kid like that. You hit him up around the shoulder pads, you're going to have a hard time bringing him down. You get him down around the waist, wrap your arms around, and drag him to the ground.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons as the ball sits at the 31-yard line of Albia. Got to keep them out of the end zone here before halftime. You want to keep that score within one possession. Albia will have the ball here in the second half. Pitch to Schultz over on the right side. He's loose over there on the far sideline. They better get him down and out of bounds. He must have went. And he went all the way to the Rocket 40-yard line. I see a penalty flag across the way, though, huh?
Yeah, it might be where the... Not sure if that's a penalty flag or if that's where they marked the football.
All right. The man in the white hat is...
On the market, sir.
Chatting, apparently. Not a flag. He got out of bounds at the 50 or 49-yard line. I can't believe he kept running that far. But the ball's at the 49 of the Rockets here with 2:13 on the clock. Under center, Sarver takes it up, hands it off on the inside, and he gets hit hard. Looked like Dalton was in on the stop on that one. And I think there's no love loss here, Coach. They're going to be going for guts and glory here on this particular play. A lot of hard-hitting pads are popping. Want to make a lasting impression on this ball game.
Yeah, these schools are close enough that a lot of these kids know each other, and they're not afraid to talk back and forth about who's going to beat the other one. And there's no, like you said, no love lost out there on the field tonight.
About 40 on the clock, a pitch over here on Schultz on the far right side. He gets hit hard. Good job by Ty Yeager. But he gained quite a little bit of yardage on that, past the 40 to about the 38-yard line, first down for Albia.
Yeah, we had somebody hanging on to the backside of his shoulder pads. He just drug him for a ride. Looked like 5 or 6 extra yards. Again, you try to get him up there high. Not going to go down that easy.
Albia calls a timeout, their second one of the first half. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seekfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. And Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad, 641-226-2231. Let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. All right. Albia with the ball, and a buck 31 on the clock. Rockets need to keep them out of the end zone here for Stanson.
Yeah, this is a big drive right here. Defense needs to step up, keep them out of the end zone. Definitely can't, don't want to go into the halftime down two scores.
All right, back from the timeouts, Albia in the huddle. Kind of surprised me they go to the huddle after they're on the sideline and had to play, talk to them about it. They break the huddle, come up to the formation. Now they split to that formation under center. A pitch, far left side is Schultz, and he is going to be ridden down. Good job by Worsted to spread it out. He took on the blocker and rode him to the far side, and the rest of the pursuit was able to catch up.
Yeah, Brett did a nice job that time of containing on that far side, unlike the big play they had down the far side a couple plays ago. We had no containment over there, but another timeout by Albia, it looks like.
Coach Staten calling the third and final timeout here with a buck 8 on the clock. And they're in the territory where they might pull out a trickery play, maybe a halfback pass. It kind of looked like that last play was setting up for that, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Schultz was kind of sauntering out there. He wasn't really turning on his jets, kind of waiting for his blocks to set up. But then he did kind of tuck it under and try to run. Worsted was able to push him inside, get a little help.
106.9 FM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold will take on the Wildcats of Northwestern. That's at Kinnick Stadium. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM.
You know, the Hawkeyes would be a pretty good football team if we only had to play one half.
And would that be the first half?
The first half of the game.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just checking. All right. Rocket defense needs to come up with a turnover here in the second quarter. A buck 8 on the clock. Blue Demons up the line of scrimmage. Inside handoff. Number 2 to Baker. And he gets up past the 30 to the 26 or so. There's a late penalty. I hope to heck it's not against the Rockets.
Yeah, it looks like Hunter Johnson was pushing Mar off back away, so.
All right, the man in the white hat's taking a look and see where he's going to be stepping it off from. And it's going to be indeed against the Rockets, unsportsmanlike against the Rockets. That's the worst thing that the Rockets could have had here before halftime with a buck 3 on the clock. Inside the 20, inside the 15 to about the 14, and that is not what the doctor ordered. Defense needs to come up with a turnover right now. Clock at 1 minute. Here comes the Blue Demons up the line of scrimmage. They set. There's the snap. There was movement on the line. I was hoping that they call that. Movement on the line by the Blue Demons. Another penalty. That is 6 on the Blue Demons unofficially here in the first half. Blue Demons right back up the line of scrimmage. No sense to waste time. There's the snap. It's an inside pitch. And Baker's trying to get some room out here. Nice job by the Rockets. And they stop him before he gets to the 15. Clock winds to 37 seconds. Albia out of timeouts. And Rockets need to get a stop here. This is second down and 12 from the 15-yard line. He spikes the ball to stop the clock at 26 seconds. And Sarver may have to throw the ball here. The wind still is out of the south. They're facing right into the wind. And it's going to be third down coming up. Let's see what happens here. Why are you stopping the clock? Rockets with the timeout?
Yeah, it was stopped from the spike of the football on second down. Going to bring up third and 12.
Timeout is
like we did for a timeout.
Yep, timeout is indeed called. Follow tonight's game. Join the Friday Night Fight Clue for the heat. Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show live from 10 to midnight following the broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9 KIIC Friday Night Lights. All the scores, one station. And with pride, Coach Sands, I can say what's happening next Wednesday night. Coach Sands and Travis Stout will make the trip to Guttenberg, Iowa, as the Rockets will be playing their opening ball game on the road against the Clayton Ridge Eagles up there at Guttenberg. If you've never been to Guttenberg, it's a nice golf shot from Illinois and Wisconsin. It's a heck of a drive.
Yeah, I think Coach Stout and Coach Fenton are going to duke it out to see who gets to go and who gets to stay and run Rocketball next Wednesday. So I haven't quite figured out who's going to be tag teaming with me.
All right, third down. Sarver rolling back the pass, looking, fires it in the end zone, and he made the grab. The touchdown in the end zone for Albia. A nice throw from Sarver, just what they ordered. Zach Hugan with a nice catch in the end zone to make it 12-0.
Yeah, it's kind of the weakness of our defense, that coverage in the secondary. A nice throw that time by Sarver. Had a nice seam down there just inside the post.
14-yard pass as the Blue Demons are lining up for their PAT kick attempt. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And the Blue Demons take a 13-0 lead just before half with 21 seconds on the clock. And that's the last thing you wanted to see here, Coach Sands, is Albia gets the ball first in the third quarter.
Yeah, definitely that's going to be big momentum there for Albia to get that second score going into the halftime and then coming back out and getting the ball back. We could still make something happen here with 21 seconds left to go getting the kickoff here.
You could see the setting up for that play. They've been running the ball. They only threw it one other time, and it was intercepted by Ty Yeager. And so that pass was coming. He threw a nice ball, Sarver did, and Hugan was able to catch that puppy at the end of the end zone. He had actually both feet in as he dragged both of them inside on the out-of-bounds chalk marker to get that score. The PAT was good to make it 13-0 here as Bosser talks to his kids. And the Rockets had that deep. Corey Archer back out on there, and that's a surprise. Maroff here as well. All right. Bosser talks to his friends. Trying to wait for the whistle here to get the okay. There it is. And they run up like they're going to, they pooch it a little bit. And Ty Yeager catches it. Now he drops it. And he's going to get swarmed under at the 30-yard line. So that was a bad thing waiting to happen. Nice hit by Riley. And the Rockets will have it at the 30-yard line with 18 seconds left.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Keller decides to do here with only 18 seconds to go, if he's going to be satisfied and take a knee or try something to get a big play here going into halftime.
All right, Archer back in there. He's over in the right wing. Moss split to the far right side. Bigley talks to Hunter Johnson. That worries me every time he turns backwards. He takes the snap, hands it off to Hunter Johnson. He's got some room into the secondary a little bit, and he gets up to the 35-yard line where the Rockets will let it run out. Yes, they'll let it run out. That'll be the halftime here at Ike Ryan Field, 13-0 here on senior night. Rockets getting it ready to tee it up here in the third quarter. Pixley putting it on the tee here and getting ready for the kickoff of the second half. Albia to receive this kick. Pixley, they break the huddle. And across the 30-yard line they come. Pink socks and pink shoes for some of the kids as they signify Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's a kick to Leshen. He's running up here on the center of the field, and now he's loose. Ooh, just about got it all the way loose as the Cowboy, Dalton Brown, was able to corral him at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, he was pretty quick coming up there through the middle of the field and weaving through the Rocket defenders. Dalton Brown was, I think, his touchdown-saving tackle.
I thought maybe for a split instant, Coach Keller would call the onside kick just for fun and giggles to see what would happen here. You hate to give Albia the ball right back after they scored on that last possession just before the halftime. And why is the referee, he's giving them a talk here, the man in the white hat. I can only think of one thing that he's saying, let's have a clean ball game.
Yeah, I can imagine out there it gets pretty chippy between these two schools, and I would say that's probably what he's talking to them about right now.
All right, here comes the Blue Demons up to line of scrimmage. Under center, Sarver takes the snap, hands it to Schultz. He barrels up the middle of the field. Nice blocking at the point of attack for the Blue Demons, and they get up to the 45.
He hit the ball. He hit the ground about a yard and a half behind where he put the ball.
That's what I thought. Nice spot by the umpire crew. And it'll be second down and about four. Oh, mercy me. Okay. Sarver talking to his kids in the huddle. They come up with the formation, and now they go set. I formation behind Sarver, takes the snap, pitches to Schultz over on the left side. He turns the corner, he's got the first down and more. He's still on his feet, past the 45 to the 40 to the 38-yard line goes Schultz.
At the point of attack, our defensive line just does not have to push tonight. Brett Worcester got kicked out, pushed way too far for containment that time, and Schultz is able to get the corner, and we're just not doing a very good job right now run defense.
Offensive adjustments at halftime for Albia seem to be clicking here early. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. There's the snap. They give it to Sarver, 47 that particular time for the Blue Demons was Ozing. He gains almost up to the 30-yard line. Make it the 31, second and about five for the Blue Demons. Need to get one of those big pops here and get a fumble. Got to get a turnover some way, shape, or form. You know Albia's not going to put it in the air. They don't need to. Albia with the snap. They hand it off. And once again, he gets past the 30 to about the 25-yard line. They're actually inside the 25. First down yardage achieved, and Albia's rolling on their opening possession of this third quarter. Got some lights on in the end zone. They ought to be shutting those puppies off. Back in the olden days, they'd stop the game and go yell at them. Not tonight. Musco's must have got enough power on him. There's a handoff to Schultz right up the middle. He's still on his feet, and the defensive line is getting run over by the offensive line of the Blue Demons. Outside the 15 to about the 16-yard line, second and about three for the Blue Demons here. Got to make a play. Somebody's got to come up big here, Coach Sands. There's the snap and the give over on the left side. He gets stacked up, but looks like he's got enough for the first down marker.
Yep, they're marking it third down.
It'll be third and short. Yep, third and about one, if at that. Ball at the 15-yard line. Rocket defense could make a play here. Let's see if Albia creates a penalty on themselves on a false start. Let's see what happens. There's the snap. The give to Schultz right up the gut, and he is going to be stopped inside or close to the 10. That's going to be first down for the Blue Demons. Their third one on this opening drive here in the second half, Coach.
Yeah, again, nothing fancy, just Schultz straight ahead. We're going to have to do a better job of plugging up the holes in the offensive line to let those linebackers get in there and make a stop.
All right, Albia And this time, it's going to be the first guy through, which was Ozing. And he gets inside, oh, not quite the five, probably the six-yard line. Second down. And six to go. They can get a first down inside the one, it looks like. Albia not having any problem here in the open drive. There's the snap. Give to Schultz. Up the middle he goes. He's close to that touchdown. He's still outside. He's inside. Looks like inside the one. So he'll be first and goal. Well, they're not moving him forward yet. They're going to call for an official's timeout. Download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store. Get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute scores updates from KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And what happened while I was looking down, Coach? First and goal. They did give him a first down. So first and goal from the one come the Blue Demons. And they're set. Handoff, Schultz tries the left side, and he's in. 1 yard touchdown run on the opening possession of the third quarter. 1 yard run by Schultz. He's got two now on the night. And the Blue Demons go up 19-0 here at Ike Ryan Field, last regular season game of the year. Blue Demons lining up for the PAT.
Wonder if they hire an extra dance teacher to choreograph this little fiasco.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. There's a snap, and it pops the Rockets off of the line of scrimmage, and they'll get a penalty on that. Lucky for us, it'll be a 1 yard penalty. That's the second time. Rockets now up to six. Six on the ball game, first of the second half. Sarver, the holder. There's the snap. The step and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. 20-0 goes the Blue Demons here at Ike Ryan. About the only thing that's gone wrong was an interception pass, or Sarver's first one of the night. That was back in the first quarter, and then the missed PAT on the Blue Demons on their first touchdown made it 6-0, and that's been about the only thing that Albia's done wrong. They've got six penalties, which I think is uncharacteristic for a Jerry Staten team. There in the first quarter, or first half. Rockets to get the ball now. On the kick. First Iowa State Bank is one of our sponsors, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, and Windstream. Recently, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best price, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And Bozard gets a nice kickoff. It's sent back to Cody Brown. Up the right side, he goes past the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Pretty good return for Cody Brown. If I'm not mistaken, Coach Sands, that's the first time this year.
Yeah, we're going to have to come out and pick up the intensity on offense. This thing is going here to get back in the football game. Right now, we're just not seeing the same team defensively we have the last two games against Sigourney and West Branch. We haven't tackled this poorly, it seems like, since the first game of the year against Pleasantville, where the team we should have probably beat pretty handily took us into overtime.
I was just reminiscing about that fiasco with 22 penalty flags on the Rockets that night. Oh, I was just thinking about how much laundry the referees had to do that evening or after on Saturday. Pigsley brings it up. backs are split behind him. He hands straight ahead to Hunter Johnson, and he gets to the 35-yard line. Good job by Hunter Johnson on first down.
That's a good straight-ahead run that time, just running right up the middle, putting his head down and making things happen.
All right, second down and about six. We'll take 4 yards on every run play. Thank you very much. And the Rockets need to do that. They need to keep the momentum, keep the ball out of Albia's hands on the offensive side. Pigsley brings him up. Got back split behind him. There's the snap. Hand off again. There's a fumble on the ground, though. And it looks like Albia has it. They're pointing. Let's see what happens with the man in the white hat. And indeed, Albia with the fumble recovery.
We've talked about this team all year long, kind of being resilient, not giving up and staying into this. But right now, it looks like Albia's just taking the air out of our sails, and things are not going well for us out there.
Yeah, on the heels of a 51-yard drive, now the Blue Demons have a short field from the 34-yard line of Eddyville-Blakesburg. There's a snap to give to the first guy, and he gets quite a bit of yardage on that run up the middle, up to the inside the 30 to about the 26 or 7-yard line. So second down and about 3 or 4 for the Blue Demons coming up 20 to nothing. And the Blue Demons are looking to pour it on here now. Sarver takes the snap, hands it to Schultz. Up the gut he goes. And Hunter Johnson hanging on for dear life, but he crossed the 25 to about the 24-yard line. Third and short coming up.
Now they stop the clock. I'm assuming they're going to give him the first down.
Excuse me. The fifth first down of the second half for Albia. 6:25, third quarter, here at Eichrein Field, Eddyville, Iowa. Rockets down 20 to nothing. And Albia on the move as they are on the 23-yard line of Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Now they go set. There's a movement on the defensive side. And looks like they're going to get 5 free yards on that quick step by the Rocket left end. Who was that? Looks like it's Jace Riley over there on the left side. Getting ready to pop somebody, but 5 more yards. And there's another penalty, the second penalty on the Rockets here in the second half. Okay. Up the ball to go. Sarver hands it to Schultz, and he's hit. And down he goes. Boy, take him down, fellas. Finally, they blow the whistle. Somebody's going to get hurt in there in that pile. Poor momentum was stopped. There wasn't anything happening. They kept letting them play. And then finally, Rockets pushed him backwards, and then they blew the whistle.
Again, he was just running through tacklers. He was hit initially at the line of scrimmage by at least a couple Rockets. He was able to run through those arm tackles, and it took 3 or 4 more to pile up, and they never did really bring him down until the whistle blew.
Now Ozing tries the left side, and he's dragging people as well. He's got the first down yardage. That's their sixth first down here as they're starting to chew the clock and chew the ground and get those first downs. That's the Albia Blue Demon football. 20 to nothing is the lead here at the 4:53 mark in the third quarter. You're kind of right, Coach Sanders. You got to have that fire in your belly here to stop this drive dead in its tracks. They need to get a turnover right here, right now. Ball sits at the 10-yard line. There's the snap. They run right up the middle, and it's Leshen, and into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, Blue Demons from 10 yards out.
Yeah, the Albia offense right now is just having their way with our defense, doing anything they want. Nothing fancy, just straight ahead, man-on-man blocking up front. The running backs are barely getting touched through the line of scrimmage and running through those first 2 or 3 tackles.
I said Leshen. It was the Baker boy from right here in Eddyville, open and roll to Albia with the touchdown. from 10 yards out. Albie now for the PAT. Yeah, there is a lot of motion, a lot of moving around there. There's the snap on the PAT, the step, the kick, and it's good. Albie takes a 26-0 lead, 27-0 lead here in the third quarter. This isn't the only game in town. We're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including .1 is Albia, KIIC .2 is Sheraton, we're at .3, Jeff Sands and Pat Powers, .4 is Wayne Accordon, .5 is Davis County, .6 North Mahaska, .7 Pekin, .8 is Sigourney, and .9 is the Indians from Indianola. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life, creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you all to explore the benefits of assisted living. That's Midwest Maple Ridge Assisted Living right there in Oskaloosa for assisted living and memory care. Blake Maroff with that kick, he makes it up to the 23-yard line, where the Rockets will have a first down, and they do not have a first down yet here in the second half. Unofficially, they only had two in the first half. From the 23-yard line comes the Rockets. They'll huddle up. Pigsley will give them the play. Break the huddle. Pigsley sends Amar off to the right side. Baxter split behind him. Under center, he'll go. There's the snap. And they tried the left side there, and Hunter Johnson doesn't give much at all. Probably up to the 24-yard line, that'll be a gain of one.
Yeah, not much happened. It looked like they tried the trap play. They pulled the guard over to this side. Not much happened. Albie was able to stay home and plug it up.
Clock winds at 4:03 here in the third quarter. Pigsley again with Ty Yeager as the lone back behind him. In motion, Corey Archer, but they give it to Yeager on the right side. He gets some push there on the right side past the 25 to about the 26 or 7. Third down and about 5 for the Rockets. Going to have to say that's probably been the most manageable third down that they've had coming up for quite some time, Coach Sands.
Yeah, this is where you got to dig deep, do a good job of blocking up front. Third and 5, this is not a drive you want to give up on here after giving up two quick scores early in this third quarter.
All right, Rockets sending some linemen around. They get set. Pigsley takes a snap. Corey Archer tries this left side. He turns it up. And he just about breaks it, but he's going to be very, 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 very close to that first down yardage. He's short of the 35, but he does have the first down. So the Rockets do have the first down of the second half. Comes at the 3:07 mark in the third quarter, down 27-0. Aaron Gordon coming out of the ball game.
Just to run that time by Archer, he kind of still limping a little bit coming off the sideline.
Got a quick turnaround. Going to have a ball game on Wednesday of next week up in Guttenberg. Short week of practice indeed. There's the snap they give to Yeager, and he gets bottled up really, really, really quick as he hit the line of scrimmage. Loss of about half a yard. It's going to be second and 11 for the Rockets.
Albion's defense has pretty much had an answer for anything we've tried to do all night. They're plugging up in the middle, taking care of that our offensive line. Then when we do try to get to the edge, they spread it out and do a good job of pursuing.
All right, Pigsley, under center. And there's a penalty at the start of the play, and let's see what the call is going to be. Wind's still out of south. Looks like it's a little less. And the Rockets happen to be clapping on this one. Casey Dunwoody leading cheers. And it's going to move at 5 yards. There comes the call. Encroachment against Albia. We'll take anything we can get. That's the first penalty of the second half of Albia for 5 yards. 2:09 on the clock. Second down and 5 coming up. Let's get some positive yardage out of this play here. Jensen splits to the far right side. Pigsley with back split behind him. Takes the snap, drops back, looking, fires it quickly. Oh, he had it in his hand and he dropped the ball. Jevin Jensen was wide open past the 50 at the 48-yard line, and he dropped the ball. It was right in his hands. It might have been too chilly-willy for him to hang on to.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was hearing some footsteps coming across the middle there or if it was, looked like it might have been a little low down around his knees. Maybe as he was running across there, he got the ball in his hands, and he kind of came up and bounced it out of there.
I'll grant you it was a little low on the throw, but it was something that he needed to grab at that particular time. Third down coming up in 5 from the 39-yard line of the Rockets. Pigsley sends Jensen over here on the left side this time. There's the snap. They're looking. He's in trouble. Pigsley trying to get away. There's a penalty flag, and down he goes. And he gets sacked way back to the, 30-yard line? And there's a penalty flag probably in the area of holding. Let's see what happens here. Yes, they're going to decline that one. Rockets with another penalty here in the third quarter. They will decline. They'll take the play, which was a huge loss, back to the 32-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about 11 for the Rockets. Well, this was the area that Alpia's been a little bit of trouble hanging on to the ball. We got the wind at our back. Louis Winkleman can get a nice kickoff on this punt. We'll be in ship shape, but Pixley is running in. Worsta, the up man. There's the snap, the high snap. He's going to run with it. He's in trouble. And down he goes at the 20-yard line. Pigsley with a high snap, and then he was in all sorts of trouble, and he takes a sack on the fourth down, and the Blue Demons will take over just outside the 20.
Yeah, very rarely do you see anything good happen of a guy scrambling like that and then making a U-turn, trying to outrun the defense back to the other side. Basically, all that happened there was we gave them about another 5 yards going the wrong direction.
Oh, my. The wheels of the bus are starting to fall off here in the third quarter. A buck 18. Rockets down 27-0. Blue Demons with a short field from the 21. There's a handoff. Up the field they go. And now they're starting to give them a healthy dose of Ozing. There's another open an enrollee from Eddyville going to Albia to play the ball game and go to school at Albia. Under a minute left in the third quarter. Blue Demons up 27-0. Sarver under center takes a snap, pitches it to Schultz over on the left side. He turns it up the field, and he's finally stopped inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Will he go? Third and short coming up. It looked like that play was going to be discombobulated at the beginning because Sarver hit his pulling guard with the football. It looked like it could have bounced out of there, but he kept control of it, made a nice pitch to Schultz, and he took it over to the left side. There's the snap. The give over on the right side to Schultz. He hurdles the guy. He's still on the loose, and he's going to take it in for a score. From the 12-yard line goes Schultz, his third touchdown on the night.
Yeah, this is just not the team that we've been accustomed to seeing these last few weeks of the season. Our defense looks like they've just been getting better all year long. It just doesn't look like they're ready to play tonight. They're getting run over on the line of scrimmage. They're not tackling. Albie is just running right over our defense.
All right. On for the PAT. Albie. I don't know if you want to call it shenanigans or what, but they finally get into position here on the PAT for the kick. There's the snap, the step, and the kick is up, and it's good. And Albie is up 34-0 here at Ike Ryan Field. Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help with young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seekfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. And don't forget, a rebroadcast of this ball game will be 9 p.m. Sunday night right here on KIIC Thunder Country. And, of course, you can get the Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. Download that free KIIC Thunderbolt app for your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-date minute scores from KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And Coach Sands, you want to think about the future here? You want to keep gutting it out with your number one squad?
I think a couple drives ago should have been the time where Coach Keller said, you know what, boys, here's your time. How bad do you want it? You got to show me something now, or I'm going to give some other guys a chance and just save it for the playoffs.
Bozer. Nice end-over-end kick, deep back goes Maroff. He brings it up the center of the field, and now he gets ridden down at about the 25-yard line. There's a couple of flags at the end of the play, and looked like there was some extracurricular activity after the ball game, or after the play. And I would like to suspect that it was against Albie. There's 5, there's 10, there's 15, as Albie has a unsportsmanlike dead ball, personal foul against them. And like I said, it's a dirty play with the ball game in hand. They come in with a 15-yard penalty and a personal foul after the whistle had been blown. And the ball will sit at the 40-yard line now, so... Referee's got to keep this under check here. You don't want to get it out of hand with this rivalry here. Pixley brings him up, talks to both backs that are split behind him. And there's the snap. He rolls to his right. And he tucks it up, and he got tripped right as he turned it up, and there's no gain on the play. 2nd and 10 coming up. Hunter Johnson holding his left shoulder now. Dr. Bob's going to have to take a peek at him. That's not good.
It's like the end of the quarter.
End of the quarter indeed, as the Blue Demons are up 34-0 here as the third quarter comes to an end. This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC Thunder Country has several other games going on for your digital or computer device. .1 and goes Albie. .2, Sheraton. .3 is Eddyville. .4 is Wayne Accordin. .5 is Davis County, .6 is North Mahaska, and .7 is Pekin, .8 is Sigourney, and .9 is Indianola. Kind of a shocker. Makes you wonder if they've got their second stringer then.
Yeah, I would guess both Iowa City has their starters out, and I just heard another Wilton. Wapello only 14-0. Wilton may not have their starters in either.
history of taking that break, letting other kids play. Final ball game of the year, they've got the district in their hands. Even with the loss, they would still have the victory tiebreaker over Wilton. As the Rock has come up in a different formation, all four receivers are split to the left side, and Pigsley draws our own guys off, and we will have a five-yard penalty on that. Rockets, with their fourth penalty in the second half, goes with the five in the first half. They've got nine on the ball game. Pigsley takes the snap, and he tries the left side. Nothing doing on that particular play right there. I'm not sure what the heck he was looking at, but he took that snap, and then he thought about running to the left. The defensive pressure of the Blue Demons has just been too much tonight. Supposed to be a lot of sophomores on that defensive squad. They platoon. They've got enough kids to put out there. They platoon their kids, and Albia is going to call a timeout here in the second half, the first of the second half. We'll see what's up with them. Rockets still with all three timeouts here. 11:29 in the fourth quarter. Rockets down 34-0. And let me know if you got any scores coming up on that smartphone of yours, Coach Sands. Coach Sands and Coach Stowell will be traveling up to Guttenberg next week to bring you the Rockets on KIIC.3, the playoff game between the Eagles and the Rockets. A long, long trip up there on a Wednesday night, a school night. I'm not going to be around to bring you the action. I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky for the National FFA Convention, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Thursday when the kids come back to school. I can only imagine what it's going to be like with the kids who go to the ball game. They got to be dragging. Here comes Pigsley out of the timeout. He sends Mar off to the left side, back split behind him. He hands it off to Van Dorn, who hands it off to Maroff. Now he switches his field, and he's going backwards, and down he goes. He went all the way back to the 20, and then he come back up to the 21 or 2-yard line on a double reverse, and it just got strung out by the Blue Demons, and down he went. Loss, huge loss on the play of about 20 yards. So it'll be fourth down and close to 25-30 coming up for the Rockets here. They'll be punting into the wind. Blue Demons will have decent field position off after this kick. Pigsley in punt formation. Let's get this puppy out of here. There's the snap. Step in the kick. He gets off a spiral kick. Nobody back for Blue Demons. Ball gets a rocket bounce further and further, almost to the 30-yard line. And we've got another penalty flag. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because there was three Eddyville people and one Albia guy. Let's see what happens here. Andrew Larkin is holding his hands up like, what the heck do we have to do? I don't know what's going to transpire here. Chop block is against Albia. That's going to help the cause. Move the ball back. the referee and the back judge, he started moving up already. It's got to be from the where the ball was dead. You got to move back from there. So that'll move it inside the 30, past the 25 to the 20, and he's going to put it outside the 15 at about the 16-yard line where Albia will have it.
Now, that'd be a heck of a deal if they only moved it 15 yards from here and they got to move the ball forward from where they were tackled.
Yeah. We need to make sure they don't get any more help than they have. Eddyville had to punt that ball and gets all the way to the 38-yard line, and then with the penalty, he'll move it to about the 16-yard line for the Blue Demons. And Rockets are gathered over here on the sideline like it's the timeouts.
I'm not sure what went on. Did you see a timeout called on that? The Rockets are chatting over here on the sideline. Nobody seems to be in a hurry from the Rocket side. Finally, the Rockets do come out on the defensive side of the ball, and the Blue Demons will have it. Indeed, first and 10 from the 16, 10:28 on the clock. How's the scores of the interest there, Coach Sands?
Well, let me see if I can get her pulled back up here.
I didn't get to you quick enough, eh? Blue Demons take the ball. First guy is Ozing. No, a different ball carrier that time. It looks like 32 was Paulus for the Blue Demons. And Albia putting in a mixture of reserves along with their starters. Sarver's still in there. He's the backup quarterback for the Blue Demons. Doing a good job tonight. Got a touchdown pass. He does have an interception. Then handing the ball off to Schulze, and he's been doing most of the work. A run right up the middle for the Blue Demons, and it's met by the interior of the line. Okay. Ball up to about the 23 or 4 yard line. Third down and about 4 or 5 for the Blue Demons. And the Blue Demons with that big lead, 34 to nothing. You'd think that they'd be putting in wholesale changes on their offensive line. See what happens here on third down. Rockets. There's the snap. The quarterback, Sarver's got it over on the right side. He's got the corner turn. He's got the first down and more. And he's out of bounds past the first down marker at about the 34-yard line. They pulled that play out at just the right time, and they've been carrying out that fake all night long, and finally pulls that ball and does the bootleg on the right side for a big gain. Yeah, what do you got there, Coach?
Scores mentioned here. Sheraton leads Fairfield 28-14 at halftime. HLV Victor and Wayne are tied at 22 in the third quarter. CMB Baxter 21, Davis County 14 at the half. North Mahaska 58, Southeast Warren 14 in the third quarter. BGM Brooklyn 17, Pekin 7 in the third quarter. Iowa City Regina leads Sigourney Kyoto 17 to nothing in the fourth quarter. Bondurant Ferraro up 14 to 6 on BCA Monroe at the half. Linville Sully 28 to nothing over Montezuma in the fourth quarter.
Pitch over here to number 10 for the Blue Demons. Sarver, and he made some good yardage on first down. Gets up to about the Blue Demon 40-yard line, and he'll be second down in about 3. 8:50 on the clock. Sorry, Coach.
Mount Airy leads Pella Christian 35-7 in the fourth quarter. I-35 Truro 32-14 over Clark at halftime. Washington leads Centerville 49-3 at the half. Pleasantville 48-0 over English Valley in the fourth quarter.
Nice job by Casey Dunway. Come in there to make a tackle for loss on second down. Moves the ball back to the 35. Third down and about 6 for the Blue Demons there. That's best play of the second half by far by the Rocket defense.
Where did I leave off here? Van Buren 36-8 over Danville in the third quarter. West Branch leads Cardinal 47-0 in the third quarter.
Once again, Sarver right up the middle, met hard. He'll bring up fourth down for the Blue Demons. Hit hard there by the interior of the line. Looks like worst with the stop. Okay, Blue Demons bring out their punt team. They're not all out here yet. And so here comes a whistle, and it's going to be what? Timeout Albia. That's their second one of the second half. Go ahead, Coach.
Not much else happening. Melcher Dallas leads Meskwaki Settlement 14-0 in the second quarter. Oskaloosa and Knoxville 6-6 in the third. Indianola leads Des Moines Lincoln 14-6 in the third quarter. Des Moines Hoover leads the Tumwa 24-7 at the half. Bella 21-7 over Winterset in the second quarter. Norwalk 23-7 over Carlisle in the second quarter. Twin Cedars leads Tri-County 46-6 in the third quarter.
Where's that Oskaloosa-Knoxville game, man?
That's at Knoxville.
Yeah, shoot. If it's up the road, we might stop in and watch the ending of that. Tight game at 6-6. That'd be a slugfest to watch. Fourth down and 3 coming up for the Blue Demons from their own 38-yard line. Rockets send Cody Brown back deep along with Van Dorn. You're looking at the future of the Rockets as those guys will be back for a couple of more years. Blue Demons in punt formation. They move a man in motion from one side to the other. And there's the snap, the step, and the kick. He gets it off nice, high, end over end. Cody Brown camping under it. Takes it at the 20-yard line. A couple of moves. He's up on the feet. He's at the 40-yard line, the 45. Good job by Cody Brown as he brings the ball up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, a little life by the Rockets that time. Cody Brown does a nice job on the punt return, picking up some good yards, giving us some good field position.
Oh, and then we got a timeout. Coach Keller calls his first one at 7:19 on the clock here at Ike Ryan Field as they'll come over and chat about it. And what do you think he's going to say?
I think he's going to tell whoever's tying his shoes over here to tie them a little tighter so we don't have to wait the timeout again.
Final home game. A final regular season game of 2013, a surprising type of year. Rockets with a record of 6 wins and 2 losses. 2 losses coming to number 1 rated Iowa City Regina right here at Ike Ryan. And then the next week we travel to Wilton, Iowa to take on the Beavers. And, of course, that was quite the trip. But we made it just in time to get on the air just before kickoff. And then the lights went out for a good 45 minutes. It took the lights to come back on, and, of course, by that time, the Beavers scored a touchdown just before half after they flipped the field on them, and Rockets were happy to get out of there when they did. Long trip back home from Wilton, Iowa. Good thing it was a Friday night, as Wursta is in there and the quarterback position, and he gives it off, and the running back gets about 5 yards on first down. Who was that? Van Dorn, was it? I see Kopke in there on the line.
Yeah, he was the one kneeling over tying his shoes. So he must have been standing on the sideline with the shoes untied waiting to go in.
I think the freshman, Brenniger, is in there as well. 76, C.D. Brenniger. Looks like he's in there on the right side. There's a fumbled snap, and it looks like, I don't want to say Albia's got it, but they do. Fumbled snap, and Albia's got the ball. That's the second fumble of the second half that the Rockets have coughed up, and the Blue Demons have it with 6:41 on the clock. That's what happens sometimes. You get new blood in there, not used to that particular person snapping the ball, and they have it in Rocket territory, the Blue Demons do, at the 48-yard line. Kind of had some decent momentum there with a nice gain on first down, and then they cough it up. He might have nightmares about that one. All right, Blue Demons come up to the line of scrimmage, hand it off to that to big back in the backfield, and right up the gut he goes. Get him down, fellas. They move the pile at least 10 yards inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. That's Albia's 8. First down of the second half. They got 15 on the night, and they just been chewing up the ground. That's Albia football right there.
It's like a lot of the middle of our defense now. We've got a lot of our JV team in. Gage Berryman come in along with Gage Gardner.
Nice tackle there on Schulze. Good job by, one of the worst of twins on that one. 48 was able to make the stop. he'll be upset if I don't say which
one he is.
That's
Bryce Best.
Bryce Best. Good job. Gain of about one. Second down coming up from the 35 or 6 yard line. Take your pick. And Blue Demons sitting in the high chair here at 5:50 on the clock, 34-0 here in the final regular season ball game. Albia up to the line of scrimmage. Sarver under center, takes the snap, turns and gives, and he is hit in the backfield. Baker got hit hard. Good job by 71, Jace Riley. And he said, hello, how are you doing? And set him back for a 4 yard loss. Make it five. We'll make it sound better. 5 yard loss by Jace. Good job by him.
Bring us one to welcome him back to Eddieville.
Yeah. Well, he lives the closest of all these players. He lives the closest to this football field. There's Sarver under center, gives it to the first guy through, and get him down, fellas. And they blow the whistle as he gets up to about the 36-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage just about. So fourth down and 10. Rockets are able to get a fourth down out of this. And let's see what Albia does. Sarver in punt formation. Let's see what happens if they try to pin the Rockets back deep or if they got some trickery up their sleeve here. They don't have a lot to lose if they did run a play to try to get the first down. Sarver waiting for the snap. Waiting. I don't know if they're going to take a delay. They did. They took a delay of this fine contest to move him back. They thought maybe that the added 5 yards will help him out on this punt. Let's see what happens. I wouldn't mind seeing some razzle-dazzle out of Cody Brown or Treg Van Dorn on this return. Okay. From the 42, there's another dance move by the Blue Demons. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It's a low light driver. It's going to bounce, and it's going to be picked up by Van Dorn. He's, cannot get away from Leshen yet as he's, or was it the Baker boy? Yep, the Baker boy in on the tackle, and he's able to get him inside the five. Nice coverage by the Blue Demons, and that five-yard penalty paid dividends for the Blue Demons on that time.
Well, Matt Baker did one thing we haven't done very well tonight, is that was go down and get somebody around the ankles and grab on instead of trying to get somebody up around the shoulder pads, not wrap the arms up.
Yep, the freshman, C.D. Brenniger, in fact, indeed, is in there. Out comes Gage Gardner. And Wursta is going to be in control underneath center. You're looking at the future signal caller for next year's squad, Brett Wursta, as he pushes him up from the 3 yard line. Don't want to fumble it now. Man in motion is Cody Brown. There's the snap. The give. There is a fumble. And hopefully the Rockets covered it up. No signal yet. Looks like Kopke might have been in on top of that ball there. Oh, they're going to give it to Albia. Doggone it. The Rockets cough it up the third time in the second half, and the Blue Demons are cooking with gas inside the 5 yard line. My goodness, back-to-back fumble possessions for the Rockets, and the Blue Demons are at the 3 yard line. And Baker boys in the I formation. There's the snap. They give it to him, and he is hit hard, and down he goes. Nice job by the defense. Worse the slow getting up.
Well, that's a big difference hitting somebody that's 5'8", 145, compared to 6'2", 195, who has been running over us all night long.
Oh, Schultze had a night, didn't he? 3 touchdowns for him. And he made light work of the Rocket line. Sarver takes the snap, gives it to the first guy through, and into the end zone he goes. Number 32 is Hollis, scores from about 4 yards out. touchdown from the 4 yards out. That's in the fourth quarter with 3:08 on the clock. And head coach Jerry Staten's got to be happy about the performance of his undefeated Albia Blue Demons tonight. They'll be going on to the playoffs. They'll be playing L&M. L&M will be making the trip over from the east coast of Iowa. There's the pirouette by the entire line of the Blue Demons here as they get the PAT ready to go. There's this movement on the line. It happened both ways. Let's see what happens. I saw Albia move as well as Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They're going to have to sort it out here. The man in the white hat is taking a look, and they're going to back up Albia. That is their fourth penalty on the night, and that's a 10th penalty on the entire game. So from the 15 will be the spot. Makes it a 25-yard kick for the PAT. Let's see if he can put it through. There's the snap, the hold, the step, the kick. It looks good. He got it through somehow. It looked like a knuckleball. And the Blue Demons go up 41-0 here at Ike Ryan Field. The PAT was good, and the Rockets need to run this one out without giving the ball back. Any scoring updates there, Coach Sands?
Looks like much has changed since the last time we've been on here.
Iowa City still up 17-0. Okay. What's that West Branch score? They were playing Cardinal, right?
47-0.
Well, that means with the point differential that West Branch should slide into the fourth spot. They will travel to Maquoketa Valley, Delhi, for their ball game Wednesday. Iowa City will host the game, and Wilton will host the game as well. So looks like the playoff picture is starting to take shape, and Eddyville Blakesburg will be on the road next week.
I thought with the head-to-head that West Branch would get in ahead of Stigernied.
Well, I did too, but I looked at the setup, and Sigourney was above them on the point differential. Onside kick, and it's bouncing high. It's picked up by one of the upmen, and it's Kopke. Hang on to that ball, Jeffrey, as he gets up to the line about the 25-yard line. Good job by Jeffrey to hang on to the ball. And Rockets will be in business here at the 2:47 clock. Got a continuous clock now with the point differential at past 35, so it's 41-0. Rockets need to keep this ball out of Albia's hands here in the last 2:30, as they have primarily the younger kids in there. Worsta under center takes a snap. No, it's Pixley. He hands it off to Van Dorn, who tries over here on the right side, and he gets hit and brought down after gain of a couple. Second down coming up in about 9. A lot of running for 1 yard.
Coach Keller must not have wanted to see any more fumbling out there.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Gage Gardner coming in. Number 78 coming out of 76. That's C.D. Brenniger. He'll have some years ahead of him on the line as Rockets will lose Dalt Brown. There's the snap, the give. We're straight ahead running by the Rockets, and can't tell who is the runner. Koki getting the ball, carrying the mail. Unexpected? Maybe a little bit. Good job by Jeffrey to hang on the ball. He's a sophomore out of down there by Munnerville in Ottumwa, Iowa. Casey Dunwoody comes in. Coming out is Colby Lopez. So CeeLo's seeing some playing time. The freshman from Eddyville. Pixley under center, takes and hands it off straight ahead, and he's hit by a host of Blue Demons. Kopke with carry, and he was met 46 seconds on the clock here as 53 comes in. Dalton Griffiths, he's another freshman, seeing some playing time here in the last ball game of the season. Rockets are going to go for it on fourth down. And why not? Brenniger coming back in. Give him the leather. Let's see what he does with it.
Bring the full house package.
17 seconds on the clock. Let's see what happens here. Pigsley takes the snap, hands it to Kofi, and he is met in the backfield, and down he goes. And that'll do it for the Blue Demons, and they are celebrating a 9-0 season. And I don't know when the last time Albie had an undefeated season, but here that is right here in front of us in 2013 as they defeated the Rockets 41-0 here at Ike Ryan Field. And Coach Sands, it was not a thing of beauty. It started it off kind of slow, but Albia was able to get a touchdown just before half, and then they got three scores in the third quarter to put it away, and then one more for good measure there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened tonight. We looked good coming out, driving down all the way to 14. And defensively, after we gave up the ball on downs, we were able to stop Albia once they cut back around midfield and get the ball going again. Like I said, it was pretty back and forth there for a while, giving up one touchdown and then giving up that second touchdown late in the first half. Looked like it was going to be a good ball game, but then in the second half, Albia's offense just came out and kind of steamrolled us, kind of had their way with us, and we just looked like we didn't have anything in our sails, nothing in our engines, like we didn't even want to be out there on the field. And this is kind of almost one of the first times it looked like we kind of gave up on a game tonight.
That was the sad thing about it. So they played so well. We had a three-game victory stretch starting with a homecoming game. Wapello, we scored on a kind of a crazy play there, a fumble punt by Wapello with less than a half a minute left in the end zone. Jaron Gloucester to pounce on it to give us a victory. And then the next week we traveled to Sigourney, Kyoto, and threw a shutout at the Cobras 23-0. And then last week we were down 14-0 in the fourth quarter and come back to win with three touchdowns in the final quarter. And it was the hat trick by Corey Archer to help us get to that point. He scored three different ways, two long runs, and then the long, long pass by Pigsley to cap off a 90-yard drive to give the Rockets a 18-14 victory and to put them into the third seed. And that's one thing you got to look for, Coach Sands. You got to say, hey, we made the playoffs. We're going in as the third seed. We got to travel. But this isn't the first time Rockets have had to go on the road for a playoff game. They came away with a victory 4 years ago against Goose Lake. Remember that trip?
Yes, I do. That was not quite as far as I'm going to have to travel this Wednesday, but no matter where we have to travel to, it's going to be fun going into the postseason, being able to get into the playoffs again. Hopefully, Coach Keller will take these guys over the weekend and get some fire back into them, and hopefully the boys will be ready to play once we get up there into Gettysburg.
All right. Final score, 41-0. The Blue Demons were able to get a victory in the first quarter at the 5:43 mark, 16-yard run by Schultz. PAT was no good, 6-0 Albia. In the second quarter with 21 seconds left, a 14-yard pass from Starver to Hugan in the back of the end zone, and that I believe that was the turning point of the ball game, as Rockets needed to keep them out of the end zone. They didn't do it, so the PAT was good to make it 13-0 at half. at the 7:43 mark, a one-yard Schultz run with the PAT good, made it 20-0. 4:37 left in the quarter, a 10-yard Baker run, make it 27-0 with the PAT good. A 12-yard run with 16 seconds left in the third quarter by Schultz to give him three on the night to make it 34-0, and then a short field by the Rockets gave the Albia Blue Demons the ball on the four-yard line, and then Paulus took it in at the 3:08 mark, and the PAT was good to make it 41-0. And before we sign off, Coach Sands, want to give a shout-out to Community First Credit Union, Loeffler Dirt Works, First Iowa State Bank, Windstream, Midwest Assisted Living for sponsoring Rocket football. And like we said, we do have at least one ball game next week. The Rockets do travel to Guttenberg, Iowa. Coach Jeff Sands will give you the play-by-play, and Travis Stout will give you the color commentary, as I will be incapacitated in Louisville, Kentucky with the National FFA Convention. But I'm going to be listening in Wednesday night on KIIC.3 to listen to the call and see how the boys respond after this ball game tonight.
Well, I'm hoping I get the opportunity to call another game with you after I call that game up there with either Coach Stout or Coach Benton. Hope these boys come ready to play and are able to get a win up there against Staten Ridge.
No question about it. They are capable of doing it. Hopefully Corey Archer will snap back from that bum ankle, get him back on the mend, get Luke Welch back in there as well. He was dinged up tonight, and that was the last thing you wanted to see out of this ball game was injuries, and the Rockets suffered a couple of them, and they need to get better quick because that turnaround is very, 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 very fast. Wednesday night will be the call from Guttenberg, Iowa. Rockets will be playing up there at Clayton Ridge High School. The Eagles will be the team that the Rockets will be taking on in the playoffs, District 5 against District 6. For Jeff Sands, this is Power saying so long and good night from Ike Ryan Field, where the final score one last time, the Albia Blue Demons 41, the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets nothing. Until next time, so long and good night.